Welcome. We trust you will be encouraged by this message from Mahesh Chavda by Chavda Ministries International. Real love, real people, real power.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Stand up. We are going to give a great glory to God clap offering. This is awesome. I want you to get in the prophetic moment and vibrate. There is a vibration, and it'll start vibrating in every cell of your body. Those watching us on the broadcast, digital broadcast, let that vibration penetrate every aspect of your people. Are getting kidneys resurrected. People with leukemia, with cancer, are being healed tonight because the glory of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the glory of God of Israel, is here in our midst as His people are gathered together to praise the glorious name of Jesus Christ, the King of glory. And we say, let the King of glory be glorified, and let the King of glory come in. Yeah! Glory! Thank you, Father. And you may be seated. I want you that this entire evening is something, and this whole weekend is going to be vibrating with the glory of God. I pray that all of us catch the, as I started sometime in the beginning of the year saying, catch the wave, if you'll remember. And that was when I traveled and other places. That has been one of the major things that God is saying to you personally and therefore to your family. But it is the big things that will define the personal. And I don't want to say my affairs or your affairs are small, but when we become truly the prophetic people, your identity, we are kings and priests before our living God. By the way, give a big clap to our worship team. Oh, man. And Jenna and Michael and the whole team, get ready to dance on that wave again. I want to vibrate with the Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the Lord God of Zion, of Jerusalem, and there is a presence here in that context. But we want to put ourselves in the prophetic context. And I commend each of you for being here in the moment. And it's like you are going to be your pioneers of the first of catching the next wave of a mighty glory awakening that's coming and is at hand. And I will prove to you in many ways scripturally why this is so. And it is happening, and we have got to confess it, and we got to prophesy. One of the prophetic words I'm getting tonight that we want to ask the Lord for a corporate prayer, and that will do amazing miracles and changes and transformations and next glory wave touching our children and our children's children, the grandchildren, that there will be the leaders, that there will be the influencers, there will be the owners of businesses, that there will be the movers and shakers of the future years for this nation and the nations to come. So we are going to be talking about nations. We are going to be talking about the glory of God in the context of history. One of the things you'll find is that biblical prophecy is the mold into which God pours out history. So history molds itself to the prophetic word of God. So history is not being shaped by anything else but the mighty God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Now, the devil does his little shenanigans And then God triumphs them overall, and he will have his way. So we are going to talk about the prophetic wave. What is God saying? What's God doing? And then catch that wave and prophesy that wave over ourselves, over our city, over our region, over our nation, but also over our church, over our children and families and finances. So let God arise and let every enemy be scattered. Okay, let God arise. Let his enemies be scattered. And I got so many awesome, fun things that I just want to share, but I will let you catch the wave also tonight in that. But can you share that video of the moment? This happened, what, Thursday night? Wednesday night, Thursday night? This is it. The Korean. Did you see that? With our president welcome the three Americans, really, released as Secretary Pompeo went. And here is our president, first lady, and I think all three, they're not related, but all three, the names begin with Kim, their surnames are Kim. So they are originally from Korea, but they got American naturalization. So they are American citizens, and they were held captive. So there is the moment, and it happened, what, Thursday night? Late Wednesday night, Thursday? I stayed up till 3 in the morning. How many stayed up till 3 in the morning? You are true warriors, I'll tell you. Bonnie had gone to bed, but I watched and prayed. I'm just kidding. I think she may have been reading. Anyway, but we were looking forward to, here is the President of the United States and the First Lady, the Vice President of the United States and his wife, Karen Pence, and then Secretary Pompeo. And first, they're saying, here is the President, and he is about to come from the White House to the Air Force Base, and then way in the distance. First, we see the little lights, and this is the Secretary of State of the United States flying in. He has been on a personal, a mission that was given assignment by the president, and he has spent, they said, almost 70 hours without sleep, pretty much. He'd just been on the move, probably napped on the plane, but he went all the way to North Korea, spent time with the dictator, with the leader, Kim Jong-un. And then, as part of some of the great things that are happening right now, God is stirring history. And so the history of nations is being shaped. And they are going to try to bring to an end a war. Basically, the Korean Peninsula has been at war for more than nearly, 60 plus years. And many thousands of American soldiers laid down their lives to keep at least South Korea free. And the other, North Korea, has been kept captive nation for all these years of the most horrible dictatorship. But we have been praying here. Remember, the watch focuses for several years. We have been praying for Korea. We have also, part of our mission project has been to send a lot of our material. It has been printed. Many of our books are printed in Korean language to get them smuggled, as many others, of course, have participated in this of smuggling Bibles and all that across into North Korea. But here is something happening, and part of the token. Remember, God gives tokens, all right? Say tokens. And these are little tokens that his prophets and prophetesses will read that and say, yes, this is what the Lord is doing. And so here are these men who have been tortured, some of them. Yeah. And one has been sentenced, I mean, you know, insane amount of, for nothing. They're all professors and really, and I think all of them are really committed Christians, so they'd probably contacted with other Christians to worship together or find. And they were all three were arrested and sentenced to. And if you remember during the Obama administration, that Otto Warmbier, the young man who was captured for nothing, he just, I think, did something foolish. And you have to be careful when you go overseas, believe me, in some of these areas. And he took down a poster of the dictator. I think he wanted to take it as a sample home or something. And he was arrested. And then they tortured him. And pretty much by the time he came back, he was in a coma. And it was I was so grateful that the president remembered that family, even as he welcomed these three Koreans. But they are given by something is happening. Say, tell your neighbor, something is happening. And this is, see, and when we talk, your talk and my talk is different. You are a king and a priest. And when you breathe out and breathe in, you're breathing the Holy Spirit. You're believed. You pray in tongues. You are a different creature. You are an ambassador of the glory wherever you are. So what you speak, you are speaking into the air. That's what kind of I'm trying to also, as people, these are teachings also that we share across the world of what. So I often want to say to people, you are a disciple. God wants to disciple you. Know what you're saying. Speak prophetically. And it's not like everything. I like toast. It's not a prophecy, basically. I mean, anything like that. But so we don't want to get hyper. But know that in faith, as you make declarations, as you talk, that you are surrounding, your atmosphere is filled with the glory. That there is something happening. So this was this late Wednesday night, early Thursday morning was a prophetic event.
Yes.
And we were seeing a miracle of God. And he's saying now, we want to prophesy. There is something happening. And President Trump is going to meet for the ruler over North Korea. This has not happened in 60 plus years.
And Pastor Mahesh, just as a confirmation and testimony of what you're speaking about and the particular, peculiar prophetic nature of the atmosphere of the watch, the night that we prayed for Korea in these recent days was the night that you brought the message about Joseph from the pit to the palace. And so here again, as we, you know, as you were releasing those words into the air in conjunction with us praying of Korea, I certainly didn't know that within a few days we would be seeing men literally coming out of prison, Christians literally coming out of prison to personally greet the leader of the first world, President Trump.
Yeah. So the note, as they were heading, the hours. Now, you know, I was so tickled. And then when I talked to Bonnie about it, I started crying because it moved me so much because we have been in Korea often and we have seen some of the most wonderful miracles as we have reached out in there in several different cities, not just Seoul, and seen our books translated. That was some of the first ones whether they had permission or not, they're printed, translated my books. And when I landed, I said, there are thousands of copies of our books in Korean. And they are, right? The book covers are awesome. And they said, will you sign this, sir? I said, what? I said, yeah, what book? Why am I signing you? It's your book. I see. Anyway, but when they laid hold of the Word of God and faith in Jesus Christ, I'll tell you, I've seen few people so sincere and laid hold of it. So here is number one, the note as they are coming about to land, they release this letter that the as the three Americans, and these are the prisoners who have been in the most oppressive, horrible place. I mean, we don't want to just, it's terrible suffering. After being released, we have thanked President Donald Trump and Secretary of State Mike Pompeo for securing their freedom. In a, they're released, the whole, they're released on Wednesday, released this note, first of all, and said they wanted to, all of them and their families wanted to express this. So, and this is to you too. See, we'd like to express our deep appreciation to the United States government, to President Trump, Secretary Pompeo, and the people of the United States. How many of you live in the United States? Raise your hand. Okay. So it, say it to me. For, and the people of the United States for bringing us home. And then it says, we thank God and all our families and friends who prayed for us and for our return. God bless America, the greatest nation in the world. Now, you know, they could have just said, we thank you, and God bless America. But they added that extra addendum that I believe every liberal, progressive, communist, Marxist, and media in the United States were completely flipping out, because then they expressed that for, why did they have to say that? Because these guys said, God bless America, the greatest nation in the world. Amen? How many of you agree? Yes? These guys who are coming from the pit, we want to thank the president, the vice president, the secretary, and all of you. God bless America, the greatest nation in the world. And I would like to just repeat that over and over. According to the three Korean prisoners, the American prisoners, they said, God bless America, the greatest nation in the world. Would you agree that? That is, that we should have the greatest nation in the world.com. So, and then I wanted to, we played that moment, and it was for quite a while on the, that the president, first lady, vice president, and his vice president's wife, Karen, and Secretary Pompeo, who had not slept, I think, in about, how many, I think they said almost 70 hours or whatever. And he also went up there. And the president spent at least 10 minutes or something in the plane. And then he came out with those three prisoners who had been rescued by the United States. And as they were coming down, these three precious guys, you saw them. They were waving, and they handed Secretary Pompeo a note. And how it was, I'll tell you, there is a, I will just share it and then make a comment. Here is the note the liberated North Korean prisoners gave Mike Pence. They handed it, I think, to Pompeo, and he gave it to Vice President. On Thursday morning, the three freed North Korean prisoners returned home. After the men departed from the plane, they waved to the cheering crowd. Then they came down the stairs and handed Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and Vice President Mike Pence a note. So both, and there is a picture, some of you may look it up on Google, of the secretary receiving this note. Many Americans were wondering what the former prisoners gave to Mike Pompeo. You want to play that video again?
Well, I don't know if we have
do we? Oh, it's not in the clip. Yeah, and I have a picture here, but I don't know how. It's all right, but it's this is the all three, and it's here. It is at 3 o'clock in the morning, and I'm like a blubbering fool. I just, you know, because this is happening. This is an answer, and these are prophetic tokens to all of us. And this is the note. What would you say if you were coming back? Would you say thank you? What more would you say? And all three of these guys had agreed, this is the note we want to give. It was a note that basically said, some of you know, it just simply had Psalm 126, verses 1 through 3. And it says, when the Lord brought back the captive ones of Zion, we were like those who dream. Then our mouths were filled with laughter and our tongue with singing. And some version says with joyful singing. Then they said among the nations, the Lord has done great things for them. The Lord has done great things for us, and we are glad. Some versions said we are filled with joy. Amplified version, when the Lord, so this is the note they gave for us to share further. What's in your heart?
Yeah.
When the Lord brought back the captives to Zion, we were like those who dream. Then were our mouths filled with laughter. Oh, you have that note. Awesome. This is the exact note picture, I think. Is it right? Yeah. Then our mouths were filled with laughter and our tongues with singing. Then they said among the nations, the Lord has done great things for them. Verse 3, the Lord has done great things for us. We are glad. And I think that's a thing that all of us should get in tune and confess tonight and say, the Lord has done great things for us. And we are glad. And I would develop it further and confess, the Lord is doing great things for us. And we are glad. We are glad. The Lord. Tell your neighbor, the Lord is doing great things for you and for your children. And we are glad. We are glad. We are glad. You have a da 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 da. Right? And this is, and the amazing thing is, this is, it is so awesome and prophetic and almost, I don't want to say that, I don't know best word, you can correct me, but it's almost creepy in the sense this, when you put it in context, you say, wow, wow, Lordy, Lordy, because, The First, before I go to transition, I want to say thank you, America. God bless America. And then we go on to this then. And and it's happening now. Say now. And there are certain nows that are in Acts 4, the people are praying just like this, the what you said. Now, Lord, stretch forth your hand to heal, and signs and wonders may be done in the name of your holy servant Jesus. Tonight he's doing signs and wonders. This week, this month, and this year, he's doing awesome things, and we are glad. We are getting the breakthrough, and we are glad for all our children, for our ministry, for the church, for the work of the Lord in the nations. Now, so we come to this weekend. These are prophetic things happening. Now, those three Korean Americans landing after from oppression to light and deliverance. And they are setting forth. This is a moment where the president and we, with our prayers, agree with hope for the world that in the June when he meets in Singapore with Kim Jong-un, our prayers, we are backing this up. And I know many, many saints, and especially Koreans, do you know that there were, as this was happening, I read on certain Korean websites that were translated of thousands fasting and praying while this was happening. And that in June then, in Singapore, the president is meeting Kim Jong-un. And we are praying that God, there is hope and revival for North Korea, that they will make peace and that Jehovah Shalom, the God of peace, is going to make peace in the nations, and that that nation that about a year ago was threatening the peace over the whole world with nuclear weapons, threatening the Pacific coast with nuclear weapons here in the United States. All of this, this is something is changing, and we as a people need to prophesy. Now, this is the week, this weekend now. And we are moving on Monday. Israel celebrates the 70th anniversary. Say 70. Of its restoration. And the embassy that used to be in Tel Aviv, because of all the nation, is moving officially to Jerusalem. Oh, there it is. That's the place that they are. That's now called Trump Plaza in honor of President Trump. And it sounds like this is, and then they have made a special coin to celebrate the 70th anniversary. 70, say 70. And there is the two images, this special. There is the President Trump's image is on front, and behind it is Cyrus the king. Now, it is during the Cyrus the king that the Jews, that it was fulfillment of the prophecy, after 70 years, I will bring you back to Zion. And as Cyrus was, after 70 years, he was the one who let the Jews who were captive come back. And you know what the psalm was as they returned back? Psalm 126, when the Lord brought back the captives of Zion. We were like those who dreamed. Then our mouth was filled with laughter and our tongue with singing. This was in the time of Cyrus the king. And it is it's in, I think, Jeremiah. Isn't that something? Aren't you glad you came to church? This is, I'll tell you, oh man, let me get this. I think I know it, Don. Yep, I think. Here it is, Jeremiah 25. Jeremiah 25, 11, in this whole land shall be desolation and astonishment, and these nations shall serve the king of Babylon 70 years. Verse 12, and it shall come to pass when 70 years are accomplished, I'll punish Babylon, and that nation, saith the Lord, for the iniquity, the land of it, and will make perpetual death, and I'll bring upon the land, so and so forth, that he will bring back after all the desolations, 70 years. So now, this weekend, we are celebrating the 70th anniversary. And as, just think, 70 years ago, the desolation of the Holocaust and the horrible destruction of millions of lives. And then at that time, as they were hoping to something would come, the nations agreed with the United States leading under Harry Truman. And while at midnight, they voted, and with the leadership of the United States, Israel came officially into being as a state, restored after 2,000 years. God brought them back. The captive ones were brought back to Zion. And then on the 67th, this is all, I mean, it blows my mind. 1967, I remember I was I was a sophomore or whatever in college. And the Six-Day War happened. And at the conclusion, Jerusalem, after 2,000 years, was captured back. And you had the video, and we might show it, who knows, later, but of people, the Jews returning, as they were not allowed to go worship there until 1967. They came and wept at the walls of the ancient ruins, which we now call the Western Wall. And we might show you an image of the Western Wall of right now, live there. But by the way, you can always go 24 hours a day, and anytime you punch in on Google, Western Wall, live camera. Is that the Western Wall? There it is. It must be what's... Yeah. It's live, isn't it? Yeah. It's probably what? 2 a.m. Okay. Anyway, I've gone... This is where the watch started, by the way. Yep. I would pray all night. And the angel would speak to me. I mean, it was quite something. Watch and pray. And one time we were able to lead 500 people to pray all night from 120 nations to watch and pray. So you're part of a bona fide living thing that was breathed by the Lord and by the glory angel. So this is tonight is part of the continuing history of watching and praying. And so the exile in Babylon, after 70 years, you'll come back. And here is now, once again, after 70 years, as Cyrus, the other one was I believe, I just quickly noted down some of the scriptures. Isaiah 44:28. That said of Cyrus, he is my shepherd and shall perform all my pleasure, even saying to Jerusalem, thou shalt be built, and to the temple thy foundation shall be laid. See that it's Cyrus, the king. Not king in Israel. He was in Babylon. But through him, God favored Jerusalem. Said, you'll be rebuilt. I'm sending your people home. And their assignment, it's not like aimlessly coming back and, okay, just do your everyday farming and all. No, no. You are going to rebuild Jerusalem and the temple, the house of the Lord, and the wall. That's right. And Nehemiah. And that's part of the watchman, by the way, Nehemiah 4, as the appointed people day and night with a sword, prayer, with praying and with a sword to defend and build the wall. So, it's something. So here we are, and the Israelis, show that coin again. This is, say, prophetic times. So thank you. So here is that, and this is for this commemoration. Israel is putting out this coin officially with Cyrus, the image of Cyrus, and the image of Donald Trump. And saying this man is, they consider Cyrus as a servant of God. But, and the word of God itself says, thus said Cyrus, he is my shepherd and shall perform all my pleasure. Even saying to Jerusalem, thou shalt be built. And here, and we are part of this. That's why I want to say, catch the wave. And it's a wave of prosperity and blessing. Now, you better, if I can say it that way, I don't want to, it's like you. I used to talk to my boys like that, not my girls too much. But I would say, I better not hear you doing that again. You understand? And I almost want to say, hey, catch the wave. This is, don't neglect. This is awesome. We are going to get, there is a, listen, all these times, like 1948, Israel is restored. And this was something that not too many people saw, and then they put it together. And we're going to put it together, that history is coming here. And fun things, glorious things, great battles, and enemies, dark enemies, and the victory of God being given against all the dark forces so that God's purpose would be established. May it be established as he established in Jerusalem. May you be established. May your children be established. May your finances be established. May the Church of Jesus Christ be established. May America rise up. And so it's not just a political thing. I'm praying, God, make America great again so we can bless the nations with abundance and prosperity. How many of you are against prosperity? Is that, I don't want to. Please, I'll take. I used to pray way back. This is then. I still need to be redeemed, just want you know, part of me. Because there would be miracles. I remember 40 years ago, and then it started happening. I would get invited all across in the world and in all across. But then there were the previous waves of things and all that, and legalism, and there would be all these things saying, don't talk like that. God does not do miracles. He stopped doing that 2,000 years ago. Don't talk. And you can't talk about tongues and all that because God stopped doing that 2,000. And I would say, oh, Lord. And then part of my attitude was, I mean, I would pray for, you have never seen me refuse prayer for anybody. But I would say behind the scenes, I would say, Lord, if these guys are rejecting the Holy Spirit, whatever you go going to them, it's going to be wasted. Give it to me. If they don't want to take it, I will. Say overflow. And God has plenty for everyone. I just want you to know as an editorial. But all right. So as 70 years, Cyrus, Jerusalem will be built. This, therefore, Monday, say Monday, 14th of May. And you look back, 14th of May, 1948. Israel, the official birth after 2,000 years. God has brought the captive ones back to their land now. And then 1967, Jerusalem is restored. 50 years later, say Jubilee. Now we are moving our embassy officially, first nation to do that, officially the most powerful nation, moving on Monday also. Say Monday, May 14th, day of destiny, day of blessing. Because not only is Israel celebrating 70 years, but of being restored. But America is the first one we say, we are blessing Jerusalem by moving our embassy. Lord saying, hey, you want proof? My president's picture is right there, recognized by the Israeli government. And I'm going to say, I got proof. We are going to be blessed. We're going to prosper. Now, what I was saying was 1948. Take the camera. Wonderful things happening in Israel and the Holy Land. Now pan the camera over the United States. Pan it a little bit further in detail. Los Angeles. New York. And in a most unexplainable way, hundreds of thousands of Americans are flocking to this simple evangelist's meetings and getting saved. The Billy Graham. And around Billy Graham, a whole bunch of guys like Oral Roberts and William Branham and A. Allen. And there are waves of revival and healing revival. Not everybody had their action together. Some of them were the most uneducated people, but God's hand was on them. They said, I like peanut butter, and the glory of God will fall, and people would get saved. Now, okay, and then take, this is 67. Israel, put the camera on Israel. The wall restored. People are worshiping, thanking the Lord. Lord, thank you. After 2,000 years, we are now can worship at the Western Wall, at the remnants of the temple where we used to have the Ark of the Covenant rest. We are worshiping right there where the David's Tabernacle rested. And then zoom the camera over. 1967. Now you'll zoom down on the coastline of the U.S. and then pan the camera across for the next 2, 3, 4 years. And 67, something supernatural is happening. All the beatniks and the hippies and those smoking dope, thousands of thousands, multiple thousands of young who are aimless in America. There was a whole generation, and God poured out his spirit and started the Jesus movement, and out of it, the charismatic outpouring. And some of us who are here, we were part in the early 70s. I got zapped by that wave of glory, and Bonnie got zapped, and we, and some here, it was extraordinary. So we are now at the culmination of these times. These are the suddenly times and seasons in the glory come together. And one of my prophetic prayers tonight is, thank you, Lord. And it's all miracles, okay? And part of it that gives me hope, one of the things is, it's another fun book. Ezekiel 37. The hand of the Lord was upon me and carried me out in the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of the valley, which was full of bones, and caused me to pass by them round about, and behold, there were very many in the open valley. They were very dry. Valley of dry bones, dead bones. And he said to me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord God, thou knowest. Again he said unto me, prophesy upon these bones, and say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus said the Lord God unto these bones, behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, and you shall live. And I will lay sinews upon you, bring up flesh upon you, and cover you with skin. Put breath in you, and you shall live, and you shall know that I am the Lord. Prophesy to these bones. So at the place where we see, and we can say, oh, you think things can happen right now? It looks like that. Yeah. God says, I put the anointing on you. You prophesy to Charlotte, prophesy to Fort Mill, prophesy to Charleston and Columbia, and prophesy to New York, prophesy to Miami and Los Angeles and San Diego, prophesy to Chicago. These bones shall live. So that prophetic prayer for me in my heart is all of that. Do it again, Lord. Do it again. Say, do it again, Lord. So we have just history and then people. I mean, it was some of the people who were so traumatized by the Second World War who had come home. Some of them were just coming home. Some of them were sent home. They had to be there in 46, 45, 46. Some barely returning in 47. But so many of them traumatized. And you know what God did? It wasn't just didn't send them to thousands of therapy sessions. The wave of glory came. And you read the testimonies of some of the most traumatized soldiers marching up to the altars in the Billy Graham Crusades and being miraculously, they would not talk to some of the guys who were their theologies wouldn't let them talk about the healings, but the glory, as they gave their lives to Jesus, God healed them in the thousands. So we are, as I saw, again, coming back to rounding things back, to that night, Thursday night, or early Thursday morning, whatever it was. Those three guys standing and then giving us the scripture to our nation. And I'm looking at it's the last scripture I want to give you. But these parallel. Say parallel. So that's one of the things that we are seeing. And this date then, and by the way, we're going to celebrate, officially celebrate, since we're going to be together on Sunday, we're going to celebrate the birthday of Israel. 70 years. We're going to say, sing. I guess we may sing happy birthday or whatever. We're going to really, really thank the Lord because these are supernatural events. Some years ago, we've had so many adventures in Israel and Jerusalem. Bonnie and I had the privilege of raising, we don't talk much about it, but a few million dollars to help the exodus of the Jews from the Soviet Union. And they honored us, the government and the embassy there, by taking us around 2 o'clock in the morning. We went, they had special buses for us to go from Jerusalem to Tel Aviv. And we were among the first ones that gave us the honor of greeting the first planes that were allowed to leave from the old Soviet Union to fly the first time the Jews had freedom to come out of communist Russia. And we were able to hug those people, and they were crying, weeping, coming back to Jerusalem. And so in one of those, I loved histories and battles and all of that, but there were a bunch of, in one of the meetings, healing services, there were a bunch of awesome women, and they were dressed up in cavalry hats and boots and these brown kind of suits. And I said, there were a whole bunch of them. I said, who are you guys? What is this? And they say, we are the granddaughters of the Australian Light Horse. They were all from Australia. And you may have, like our 4th of July in Australia, that's called Anzac Day. And there's one of the, among the things, the Anzac Battalion, but part of it was the Australian Light Horse Cavalry. Now, why am I saying that? Because under George Allenby, the last stronghold of the Ottoman Islamic Empire was at Beersheba. You had to go through that fortress area of Beersheba to come to Jerusalem. This was the First World War. And they were commanded to take Beersheba. And they could not use other weapons. So this is one of the greatest cavalry charges in history. And the only thing they had against machine guns, cannons, and all that was their bayonets. And they rode with those bayonets in the face of the Ottoman army. And God gave them victory. And as they came, as they got the victory, then General Allenby, you see him, by the way, in also the Lawrence of Arabia movie, is portrayed there. But as he marches with the British army to help free that area and Jerusalem, as he enters Jerusalem, he will not allow himself to ride on a horse. And he gets off his horse and bows and then walks that horse as he enters Jerusalem, because he says, there will only be one who is destined to ride through these gates with honor, of the gates of Jerusalem, and that's Jesus Christ as he comes back. So this is part of that history of what God did in these amazing times where he, the prophetic, pours itself into history, and history molds itself into God's word. And so the word is being shaped. Right now, the word is being fulfilled this week and this Monday as we put ourselves in context. I'm saying, thank you, Lord. Did that make sense to you? Isn't that exciting? And it says, pray for the peace of Jerusalem. May they prosper who love thee. And we pray. And may we, the watch has been one of the standards, unbroken. We have led thousands of people around the world to pray for Israel and the blessing of Jerusalem. You have been part of it. And so as God is pouring himself out, I'll pour out my spirit upon all flesh in the last days. And he talks about Jerusalem, Jesus, in Matthew 24. And he says, and then the time of the Gentiles will be over. But now is the time for the restoration of Israel and Jerusalem. And so this is the hour of blessing. And I just want to read the last two scriptures. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountain of his holiness. That's Zion, Jerusalem. Beautiful for situation, the joy of the whole earth is Mount Zion. On the sides of the north, the city of the great king. That's Jesus, the King of glory. So, I want us to, Michael, to sing. We want to attest to the Lord. Lord, this is your word coming to pass. And we celebrate. So I want us to, some of us, you know that whole dancing song you were singing, the, what was it? It was very Jewish.
Yeah. The Zealous Over Zion.
Probably, huh?
Probably Zealous Over Zion.
Yeah. And then several. But I want us to come like Jewish fanatics. Not just fanatics, but Jewish, you know, and they dance. It says that when they dance, they lose their senses. I mean, they're so good, totally crazy, because they are so filled with joy. And that is part of God is restoring. We were like those who dream. Then our mouth was filled with laughter. Stand up. Thank you, Father. This is a wonderful time. And I wanted to put ourselves prophetically in it to say, Lord, zap us, zap my family. Pour out your spirit on my children. Tonight, you are delivering whole cities from addictions and captivity. When the Lord brought back the captive ones of Zion, we were like those who dreamed. Our mouths are filled with laughter, our tongue with joyful singing. They said, the Lord has done great things for you. Tell your neighbor, the Lord is doing great things for you. Hallelujah. And we agree, the Lord has done great things for us. Before we do it, as a celebration tonight, I want us to put 2-3 buckets here, 2 buckets there, 2 buckets there, and let's do an offering to the mighty God who is the God of Jerusalem, has promised, I will prosper you. I want you to do an offering. Write a check to All Nations Church. We're going to blow it. You want to blow it? I'm going to blow it. All right. You have an offering? I want you all, if your neighbor doesn't have an offering, who didn't bring one? Who needs cash? Ah. Woo. Glory. Does anybody need cash? I'll give it out. This is my key to my prosperity. Hey. Glory, glory. Here. Blaze, come over here. Give this to two different people, whoever you think. God, run over and give to whoever. No, no, no. To someone. It should pass through someone. Hallelujah. Wave it to the Lord. Yeah. They believe in wave offerings. That's why. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I'm giving some of you, those watching us on the World Wide Web, you know, I've been pointing at the television over there. I think I'm pre-speaking to it, but I should be looking here. But those of you watching us on the World Wide Web, this is an amazing prophetic word. May the Lord bring it to pass. These bones shall live. It may be, things may be dead around us. It's your job, my job. I'm going to prophesying over you. In your dead zone, these bones are alive and marching, and they are an exceeding great army. Where the church has gone to sleep, where Christians need to wake up and be gathered together to glorify the name of the Lord. We say, Lord, angels, blow the shofar over Charlotte, over Fort Mill, over the Carolinas. Wake us up so that anytime there is an opportunity to pray and to exalt your name, thousands would flock. Hallelujah, to exalt your name. We bless you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. These bones will live. And you are pouring out our spirit. And that spirit is full of abundance and wealth. And the breaking of curses and the deliverance and healing. Miracles, Lord, and manifestations. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Do we have a basket? Put it down here. Hallelujah. Bring up dancing in the glory. Give your offering, and we are going to bless the Lord with singing and dancing tonight, because God is resurrecting dead bones.
We hope you enjoyed this message. To order more great resources by Mahesh Chavda, visit us at chavdaministries.org. For a full catalog of our products, you can call us at 1-800-730-6264. God bless you.